Task 3. In this section, you will hear an interview with the president of an American company called Twice as Nice, or TWIN for short. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A. True. B. False. C. The text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Good evening. Our guest tonight in the studio is Mr. Felix Lee, president of Twice as Nice, Inc., or TWIN, a company in Phoenix, Arizona, which does a thriving business in, believe it or not, cloning cats. Is that true, Mr. Lee?
Yes, and actually, you don't even have to wait until your beloved cat dies. We already have clients whose clone lives with its donor.
That sounds very interesting. How exactly does it all happen?
Well, first, your veterinarian must do a biopsy of your cat. Remove some tissue from it. This should be sent to TWIN Incorporated, where it is cultured to grow fresh new cells. These new cells are stored in liquid nitrogen until you notify TWIN Incorporated that you are ready for the clone. A cultured cell is then implanted into a female cat, and if all goes well, a kitten is born about 60 days later. The new kitten stays with us until it can be fed with solid food, that is, for about 8 weeks. That's about it.
So the customer gets a new cat that looks exactly like the old one. And how much does it all cost?
Well, a clone of your cat will cost you $50,000. You pay half of the amount, $25,000, before we start growing the new cells, and TWIN Incorporated delivers the kitten to you after it receives the remaining $25,000.
Wow, that sounds pretty expensive to me. I wonder if there are a lot of people who can afford it.
Actually, we are a growing company. At the moment, our facility can handle about a dozen births a year now. But our goal is to produce about 50 kittens and 50 puppies a year. We do not clone dogs as yet, but the company is currently experimenting with them. Interestingly, cloning dogs seems to be somewhat more problematic than cloning cats. Nevertheless, we believe that the company will be successfully cloning dogs in about a year.
Well, it still sounds a bit bizarre to me. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Good evening. Our guest tonight in the studio is Mr. Felix Lee, president of Twice as Nice, Inc., or TWIN, a company in Phoenix, Arizona, which does a thriving business in, believe it or not, cloning cats. Is that true, Mr. Lee?
Yes, and actually, you don't even have to wait until your beloved cat dies. We already have clients whose clone lives with its donor.
That sounds very interesting. How exactly does it all happen?
Well, first, your veterinarian must do a biopsy of your cat. Remove some tissue from it. This should be sent to TWIN Incorporated, where it is cultured to grow fresh new cells. These new cells are stored in liquid nitrogen until you notify TWIN Incorporated that you are ready for the clone. A cultured cell is then implanted into a female cat, and if all goes well, a kitten is born about 60 days later. The new kitten stays with us until it can be fed with solid food, that is, for about 8 weeks. That's about it.
So the customer gets a new cat that looks exactly like the old one. And how much does it all cost?
Well, a clone of your cat will cost you $50,000. You pay half of the amount, $25,000, before we start growing the new cells, and Twin Incorporated delivers the kitten to you after it receives the remaining $25,000.
Wow, that sounds pretty expensive to me. I wonder if there are a lot of people who can afford it.
Actually, we are a growing company. At the moment, our facility can handle about a dozen births a year now. But our goal is to produce about 50 kittens and 50 puppies a year. We do not clone dogs as yet, but the company is currently experimenting with them. Interestingly, cloning dogs seems to be somewhat more problematic than cloning cats. Nevertheless, we believe that the company will be successfully cloning dogs in about a year.
Well, it still sounds a bit bizarre to me. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're welcome.